The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, good morning, everyone. Good day. Welcome. And today's analogy for mindfulness of thinking is to imagine that you have a colleague. You work full day, 5 days a week, and you have a colleague that you work, peer, that you work very closely to, closely with, constantly actually in communication about the job and what's going on. But the thing about working together, you only work together on the phone. And because it's so constant, you have a headset on and earbuds or something, and so you're constantly talking, and you've never met your peer, your colleague, and don't know anything really about them, but except for their voice and talking about work. And sometimes you get distracted and talks about politics or talks about sports or the weather, and sometimes it's hard to get back to work. But all you have is the person's, the phone communication. And after many years of this, there's finally an occasion where you can meet in person. And you're stunned to meet the person. The person is so different than what you ever imagined. Different body type, different, all kinds of differences that... different kind of clothes they wear, different kinds of mannerisms, different kind of gestures, different kinds of ways in which they look with their eyes, different emotions that seem to come through. And you start, and you realize that listening to the person on the phone, you only had kind of like one dimension of the person. And that when you are in person, it's multiple dimensions. And you have a feeling for the person's emotional states and concerns of the day and the moment and how all the little subtleties and the ways in which you're responding and reacting, and you're aware of the person's body, and maybe the body has some kind of challenge to it that makes you particularly sensitive and careful with a person. Who knows? All kinds of things. So I think you get the idea that some of us relate to our thinking that way. That we just relate to the thoughts, the content, the ideas, the stories, the plans, and we're involved in the content of thinking. And in mindfulness meditation, you're finally getting to meet the thinker, the person who you're communicating with and talking with and all that. Of course, it's you, but... you start becoming aware that this process of thinking is not isolated. It's intimately connected to the fullness of who you are. It's connected to your body, all the little micro tensions and movements of your body in response to thinking, the energies and temperatures in your body shift. It's also related to your emotional life. And in fact, emotions sometimes are the underlying fuel for the thinking we do. It's related to all kinds of different aspects of who we are, our history, and everything. And so to sit in mindfulness and respect your thinking is to open up your eyes and away from the content of what you're thinking to the process of thinking. To all the different processes within you that are engaged and involved as you're thinking. Then you can respect the full range of what's going on with thoughts. So, to not get, and in fact, they often say that, and it's often said, it's a little bit not 100% true, but that content is not important for the process of mindfulness. But being present for the process, and almost like you can ignore the content, And sometimes when I meditate, I imagine that my thinking is speaking a foreign language I don't know. And then I try to, just like I would listen to someone speaking a foreign language, I tune into so many different aspects of what's happening as they speak, because I can't understand the words, the tone of voice, the speed in which they speak, the energy by which they speak, what they're doing with their body, the emotional kind of background or tone by which they're talking. So the same thing with ourselves. To settle back, open up, and respect thinking as a large, holistic process throughout our body. So assuming a meditation posture, and gently closing your eyes. And if you do this, opening up your eyes to the process of thinking now, rather than what you're thinking, how it's like for you to think. What do you notice? Is there any physical manifestation, expression, manifestation of your thinking? Is there any tension in your body? Is there any emotions, moods, that are part and parcel of thinking? If you open to the process of thinking, I mean holistically, what is the space within which you are thinking? Is there mental space or space of awareness? Or is it claustrophobic? How much energy goes into thinking? So then, having done that, now take a few long, slow, deep breaths. Relaxing as you exhale. Relaxing down to your core. Then letting your breathing return to normal. But continue now in the exhale to relax your body. Whatever softening you can do in the face. Letting the muscles of the face fall away from the bone. Relaxing the shoulders. And perhaps calming the belly. Letting it be calm and relaxed in your belly. And now again, notice your thinking. Has anything shifted in how you think? Are you calmer, quieter in your thinking? Or not? And opening up wider to the process of thinking. The physicality of thinking. As simple as where in your body is a location for thinking for you, if at all. Any tension. And as you exhale, relaxing the physicality of thinking. Noticing the mood or the emotion connected to your thoughts. Might be a very subtle, pleasant mood or emotion. Or it might be something that's maybe not so pleasant. Whatever it is, it's okay for now. Just notice it. Relaxing around your mood, your emotion. A softening. And what's the energy with your thinking? Is it an insistent, fast, strong? Or is it weak, quiet, soft? And perhaps you can gently calm your thinking, the energy of it. Let it settle. And then allow yourself to more fully receive the experience of breathing. Breathing in receptively. Receiving the inhale. As you exhale, allowing the exhale. And if quiet, gentle thoughts are in the background, just, you don't need to be concerned with them, keeping the breathing in the foreground. But if thoughts predominate, open up your attention to the process of thinking, the holistic experience of thinking in your body, your emotions. Stepping away from the interest in the content to see the whole. And then as we come to the end of this sitting, see if you can adjust your thinking so that you can think kindly, compassionately, caringly, with a voice or with an attitude that's gentle, peaceful, confident, and unassertive, and to gently think thoughts of goodwill, well-being for others, well-wishing. May the people in your life be well, happy and safe. May the people in your communities be happy and well and safe. May those people you encounter today who you don't know, may you be ready to think of them with goodwill. May they be happy, well and safe. And to spread out to the whole world gentle thoughts of how wonderful it would be, no matter how unrealistic. It's not unrealistic to wish welfare in others. May all beings be well and happy and safe. May it be. May all beings be happy. May all beings be safe. May all beings be peaceful. May all beings be free. And almost as if it's second nature, that easy and natural, may we contribute to that possibility.